Good evening, and welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjiv. On this day in history, March 31, 1999, a film that would redefine science fiction and spark global conversations about artificial intelligence and simulated realities hit theaters, The Matrix. 25 years later, those conversations are more relevant than ever. Today, we'll delve into a world where AI is not just film fodder but a rapidly evolving force, alongside critical geopolitical developments and shifts in political landscapes. We're covering headlines from BBC News, Hacker News, NPR Topics, US Top News and Analysis, and many others. Joining me, as always, is our senior reporter, Arohi.
Great to be here, Arjiv, with a packed agenda of stories.
Let's jump right into some significant geopolitical news with a development out of the Middle East. Reports indicate a new US precision strike missile hit a sports hall in Iran. What can you tell us about this?
This missile is barely out of prototype testing, and its deployment against a target in Iran is highly significant. Details remain scarce, particularly concerning its launch location, though it's believed to be from a Persian Gulf country. The U.S. Army maintains a veil of secrecy around the weapon's advanced capabilities.
And following that, a related story from Britain, concerning Prime Minister Keir Starmer's stance on Iran.
Absolutely. As the U.S. expands its military presence, including warplanes, on British soil, Prime Minister Starmer is navigating a complex diplomatic path. He emphasizes defending Britain's interests while aiming to prevent the country from being drawn into a wider conflict, drawing a clear distinction between offensive and defensive strategies regarding Iran.
Shifting to domestic U.S. politics, a familiar name is aiming for a comeback. Mark Sanford is once again seeking a congressional seat.
Indeed. Former South Carolina Governor and Congressman Mark Sanford has filed papers to run for his old seat. This comes 6 years after his presidential bid and nearly two decades after a very high-profile affair. His return signals a determined effort to re-enter the political arena.
We also saw the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, take place recently. What was the mood like among younger Republicans there?
Interestingly, there was a clear sense of moving beyond the Trump era among the youth attendees. While the overall conference was sparsely attended, young Republicans expressed a desire to begin a post-Trump era for the MAGA movement, suggesting a potential shift in the party's future direction.
From politics, let's turn to technology and a surprising shift in regulatory stance. The SEC, once seen as a foe to crypto, appears to be adopting crypto-friendly policies.
That's right. Under President Trump, financial regulators, particularly the SEC, have entered what many describe as a new, cozier phase with cryptocurrency. This signals a notable departure from previous adversarial positions and could pave the way for more mainstream adoption and investment.
Sticking with technology, let's look at the global AI landscape, starting with China's role.
China's AI race is intensifying, entering a crucial new phase. There's a strong focus on finding profitable applications for artificial intelligence, marking a new frontier for companies aiming to monetize the technology and compete on a global scale.
And Japan is also leveraging AI in a uniquely beautiful way, forecasting cherry blossoms.
It's a fascinating application. Experts in Japan are using AI to analyze extensive data, combined with thousands of crowdsourced photos, to precisely forecast the blooming of the prized cherry blossoms. This isn't just about aesthetics, it's a multi-billion dollar attraction for the country.
The investment in foundational AI models continues to surge globally. We have news on Mistral and Samsung-backed rebellions.
Mistral, a prominent European startup building foundational AI models, recently secured an impressive $830 million in debt financing. This capital is earmarked to fund a new AI data center, bolstering its competitive edge. Simultaneously, Samsung-backed AI chip firm Rebellions raised $400 million ahead of its IPO, specializing in AI inferencing chips, putting it in direct competition with industry giants like NVIDIA.
Despite federal directives, states across the U.S. are moving forward with their own AI regulations. What's behind this defiance?
States like California and Utah are taking proactive steps to implement guardrails on AI technology, even after President Trump ordered them to halt such initiatives. California Governor Gavin Newsom, for example, issued an executive order requiring safety and privacy standards for AI companies contracting with the state, highlighting a decentralized approach to AI governance.
Speaking of government and technology, a recent report highlighted potential issues with Fedware, government apps that might spy harder than the apps they ban.
This report suggests a concerning paradox. Some government applications, dubbed Fedware, are reportedly equipped with monitoring capabilities, even potentially containing spyware elements like Huawei spyware in one instance, while simultaneously the government bans other apps over privacy concerns. It raises questions about consistency and transparency.
Let's pivot to a different kind of power structure, philanthropy, and how it can be exploited, particularly in the context of Jeffrey Epstein.
It's a stark reminder that philanthropy is a significant form of power, often operating with little legal or public scrutiny. This lack of oversight was precisely what allowed Jeffrey Epstein to cultivate relationships with scientists and use donations to effectively launder his reputation, highlighting critical gaps in accountability within the philanthropic sector.
Moving to some international stories, a 7-month manhunt in Australia has finally concluded.
Yes, the town of Porepunkah has been reeling since Desi Freeman shot dead 2 police officers last year. The recent conclusion of the 7-month manhunt has brought a mix of shock, sadness, and ultimately, relief to the community, allowing them to begin healing from the tragedy.
And finally, a significant political development in Nigeria as President Tinubu's rivals get a major boost.
Rabiu Kwankwaso, a prominent political heavyweight, has joined the ADC, a powerful coalition now poised to challenge President Tinubu in the upcoming 2027 elections. This move significantly strengthens the opposition and sets the stage for a hotly contested election cycle.
Thank you for those comprehensive updates. A truly packed news day. Before we sign off, here's a quick, surprising fun fact for our listeners. Did you know the very first computer mouse, invented by Douglas Engelbart in 1964, was actually made of wood? A stark contrast to the sleek devices we use today. That's all for tonight's quick news briefing. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to bringing you more essential news tomorrow. Good night.